breath sounds like the call of a bird. A nose like a beak and his mouth open wide. Vital signs gleam on an LCD screen. I'm watching my last father die. I once had two others, but now they are gone. The last and best one departs tonight. Helen says his color is getting more gray. So many great black holes in the sky. We've been here for hours, and it's getting hard to keep this sad, somber, awful in my head. Start to tell the joke, and then I recall, oh right, oh God, this is his dying bed. Helen says his limbs are starting to cool. So many great black holes overhead. There's no sign he hears. Your friends are here, they love you, you're safe. She lies on the bed at his side and she says, I like the way you smell, I always have. But now his breath is so weak, then it stops and then his heart. He's gone, he's gone, it's over. His silent body looks like a movie prop corpse. Stiff, a bloodless wooden color. Brilliant and playful and wise for 80 years. Then a tiny pop behind his eyes. He lay in a hospital bed for almost 3 weeks, hallucinating math, and then he died. Much later, I burned blank notepads for him at a Hong Kong hillside shrine. Great chunk of the sky has fallen and shattered. It can never be restored. Where he was is a great black hole, and there will never be light there anymore. As we age, the sky has more and more of these holes, till the sky is a great black abyss. And we are the light in the sky for someone down below. Then we die and that guy writes a song like this. And that guy writes a song like this.